Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by United Health Group.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got an alert this morning. There could be a delay in the government's spending bill. The $1.3 trillion spending bill, which keeps the government open from Friday through the end of September, was supposed to come out late last night in advance of a Wednesday vote in the House. It was not out as a publication of Playbook. That could be problematic. Why? It needs to get through the House and Senate by Friday in order to avoid a government shutdown. The House Rules Committee waived the three-day rule, which requires a layover so lawmakers can actually read bills. But there's still some concern about a Wednesday vote. The vast, vast majority of lawmakers haven't seen the text yet. House Republicans meet at 9 a.m.
One wild card in play, a snowstorm that hits the D.C. suburbs could push the government close to a shutdown. Hill insiders are slightly worried about this scenario. So many aides come into D.C. from the suburbs that if the region gets between 3 and 6 inches, a snow day is completely plausible. Of course, Congress could pass a short-term spending deal to push the funding deadline to sometime next week. But at this point, they don't seem interested in doing that. If they don't, a federal government shutdown over a weekend is a lot less damaging than a long-term shutdown over several weekdays. But Congress still has a few days to figure this out.
We've got a first in Playbook. The Republican National Committee raised a whopping $12.8 million in February, bringing its total for the cycle to $157.7 million. The RNC has $42.2 million cash on hand and no debt. By comparison, the group had just $10 million cash on hand heading into the 2014 midterms. I sat down with RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel in the latest Women Rule podcast out Wednesday. We talked about McDaniel's decision to double down on fundraising at the beginning of her tenure, how President Donald Trump is impacting the 2018 midterms, and the real reason she dropped Romney from her professional name.
At the White House today, the president is hosting a roundtable on so-called sanctuary cities. Attendees include Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Pat Toomey, Congressman Mike McCall, Martha McSally, and Mark Meadows. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Arkansas, among others, will attend. Meanwhile, in a complete mirror image, the Koch Network is saying the president should take an immigration deal.
New York Times is reporting that Trump is considering reshuffling his legal team as he considers whether to fire Ty Cobb. They also report that John Dowd is considering leaving because he has no control over the president. And Trump also hired Joseph E. DeGenova, a longtime Washington lawyer who has claimed that the FBI and Justice Department have manufactured evidence against Trump on Fox News. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that Trump's lawyers have turned over documents to Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Their hope? To limit the scope of a presidential interview.
Vanity Fair is up with an interview of Trump's attorney Michael Cohen saying he never threatened Stormy Daniels in any way. The Post has a story that Trump is readying a package of $60 billion in annual tariffs against Chinese products. Natasha Korecki, our Illinois playbooker, and John Bresnahan report that Illinois Congressman Randy Hultgren has fired a top aide after the staffer had a sexual encounter with a teenage boy. Nick Provenzano was dismissed by Hultgren over the weekend.
In the Department of Early and Often, Senate Majority PAC is getting quite active these days. It disclosed yesterday more than $680,000 on a media buy to boost Senator Joe Donnelly in Indiana. And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is showing no signs of slowing down. The California Democrat will headline the Polk County Democrats' annual spring dinner May 6th. Pelosi last headlined the dinner for the largest county in the nation's first caucus state in spring 2012.
The president is meeting and holding a working lunch with Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman today. He'll then host a roundtable on sanctuary cities. In the evening, the president will attend the NRCC's March fundraising dinner at the National Building Museum. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.